Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee?
The guy who created Spider-Man. That was his big
created thing. Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never. Didn't read any Marvel comics ever. Not one. Not Superman. Not Spider-Man. Not Batman. Not any of those. I didn't read Mad Magazine. I didn't read Archie Comics. I didn't read comics when I was a kid. I read the newspaper. It's true. When I went to school and got on a school bus, I used to go down to the store and buy the newspaper for 8 cents and read the sports section on my way to school in the morning. I remember doing it when I was in like second and third grade. And that's a fact. I mean, I never read comic books. I apologize. Didn't know who he was. So if you're a guy who's you're a big Spider-Man guy or a big Marvel comic guy. Now, listen, Marvel's made a lot of money with the movies and everything. They've made a lot of money. They've been very successful. I'm not knocking them as a company or as somebody who's autistic, but that's not my thing. Sorry, I've never been a comic book reader, never been into that stuff at all. Spider-Man, you know, any of that stuff. None of it. Not Batman, Spider-Man, whatever, any of that crazy stuff. Also, you're talking to the wrong guy because I've never, and this is going to floor people. I've never seen a Star Wars movie. Never. Never seen a scene of a Star Wars movie. Not one. I like different kinds of movies. I like, you know, I like movies where it's boy gets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, good triumphs over evil. That's it. It's my kind of movie.
Not even piqued your interest just to see what it was about, checking out a scene a little bit?
I never even saw 2001.
A Space Odyssey? No.
Nope. I don't like science fiction. I did see a Planet of the Apes, the original one. I did see that. And when they show you the end, last scene is the Empire State, not the Empire State, the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty's head, yeah.
Yeah, that one I saw. I did see that. I also don't go to horror movies. I've never seen a Chop Chop movie. I don't watch Chop Chop movies. I don't like those. I don't like those. I've never seen a Halloween movie. I've never seen one of those, the guy who dresses up like the crazy, you know, the guy all the time who dresses up.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers. I've never seen those movies either. No, I don't watch those. Don't like those. Don't like bloody movies. Don't like horror movies. I like good Western. I like a good gangster movie. I like a good romantic movie. I like a good sports movie, although there are very few. Very few ever made. I love movies. I mean, I'm a big movie guy. I have a lot of very strong characters that I like through the years. John Garfield's a favorite of mine. Spencer Tracy's a favorite of mine. Errol Flynn's a favorite of mine. You know, I like Harrison Ford. I'll tell you who I like now. Gosling. Ryan Gosling, you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Paul Newman. He's like this generation's... I was watching him in a movie recently, and I said, he's this generation's Paul Newman. That's who he is. That's what he reminds me of. The camera, he emotes the camera, the whole thing. He's good. He's very good in the movies. Like, Bradley Cooper now is in every movie. That's the thing. He's in every movie. You know, and I know Gosling's in a lot of movies now, too, the two of them. They're like the hot guys now, right? They'd be the two, right? You guys got another one that you put in there? Those are the hot two, those guys.
I mean, I think Leonardo's still...
No, Leonardo's big. He's still bigger than all of them, but he doesn't work as much as these other guys, though. But you're right. He's still huge.
But yeah, Gosselin's coming out with Neil Armstrong. Neil That's going to be his, like, a big movie next year.
Neil Armstrong, absolutely. I saw a movie on Netflix recently that wasn't bad. Anthony Hopkins and Gosling, called Fracture, where he plays the DA and he plays the killer. Hopkins, good movie. I'm sure a made for Netflix movie, but a good movie. Very well done. Really well done. It was called Fracture. It was a good movie.
You know who else is a good actor? He's not on the same level as star, but Christian Bale.
He's a good actor.
He's playing Dick Cheney.
No, he's
a Dick Cheney bio.
No, he's a good actor, though. He is a good actor, though.
He transforms. He's an unbelievable character.
He's a very good actor. Yes. No, he happens to be a very... I mean, there's some very good actors. Cooper's a very good actor. I mean, very good character actor. I mean, there's some very good... You know, Macy's a very good character actor. There's some very good character actors out there. Wonderful ones, really. So, very talented ones. So, yeah, a lot of them, you know? If Shriver's very good, I mean, there's a million guys out there that are good. There's a lot of talented actors out there. There's not just really good scripts out there. That's the problem. They don't write any good movies anymore. Too many remakes and not enough good movies. And now everything's a cartoon or a voiceover movie. Everything's a voiceover. Those voiceovers make a fortune, you know? And I've seen all those through the years in the last 10 years because my kids always went to them. You know, they wanted to go to them when they were younger. So, I mean, those movies made a fortune. It's unbelievable. And the animated movies like the, you know, Superman and Black Panther and all that stuff. I've seen a lot of those, too, because the kids want to go to see them. So I've taken them to a lot of those movies. So and they're all very successful. You know, they've done but they don't write great movies anymore. So, but as far as the Marvel guys, not my thing. So I wouldn't know him. I'm sorry about that. I wouldn't know him. Never read a comic. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.